What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Thanksgiving Eve.
Welcome.
Yes. It is good to see you guys. I'm Chuck, if we haven't seen each other in a while, and I'm still around this place. Love being around this place. And I'm here with a couple friends of mine. Say hello to my friends Erica and Robbie.
What up?
Hey,
yes.
Hey.
Yes. So the big day is tomorrow, and we've got, you know, a little bit of food up here, but I just wonder, what do you guys, yes, Robbie's into his green beans. He's also on his third glass of wine between you and me. So, no,
I'll see you in the parking lot.
But what are you guys planning for tomorrow? What's your plans for Thanksgiving?
Tonight, me and my hubby are headed up to my parents' house to stay the night because they do an early dinner Thanksgiving, and then we'll drive back down tomorrow evening.
Early, like breakfast, dinner? Or?
Well, like lunch, like 1 o'clock.
Lunch, dinner, that's good.
Yeah. And then we'll come down for his family.
Cool.
So it works out. We can do both.
Awesome. You guys will eat a lot tomorrow.
Yep. Mm.
Robbie, how about you?
Yeah, we're heading over to, you know, life happens, and so your family grows, and it gets smaller, and it grows. And so our family has grown recently, and this is the first time we're actually going over to my brother's in-laws. So we're really looking forward to hanging out with them and, like, doing, like, shooting guns. And
not at each other, though, right? Not at...
I make no guarantees. Like America.
That's right. It is America. That's right. We're hanging out at the house tomorrow. I'm running the Thanksgiving race in the morning. Who else is crazy enough to do that thing with me? All right, I'll be looking for you guys out there, so I'm doing that. It always makes me feel better about overeating.
All the people that clapped. Wait, you guys are not, everybody that clapped, you're not running in the race, right?
We got a few.
It's like guilt-free overeating. Like,
wow.
It's only 6 miles, but you still feel like
it's only 6 miles.
I can eat anything after that. So.
Do you wear like turkey costumes when you're in the?
No, I'm not gonna have a costume one tomorrow. I had a costume idea lead, so I'm gonna save that because I might have to reveal that next year. But that's just between me and you. So anyway, we are tonight just trying to bring that same spirit into this place. You know, I love that we do things like tonight where it's not as produced. It really isn't. This is an opportunity for us to just be together as a family, a Crossroads family, and be thankful. And just to notice the things that God's been doing in our life. So, Robbie, what are you thankful for as you come into tomorrow? What are you grateful for?
Man, you know, for the last maybe 2 or 3 years, my family, we were house sitting for a really long time. And 3 years we were house sitting. And so this year we're back in our house and just being with our family for a few days is just really good. So sort of, I'd say I think this is the big thing for me. And I think America, this is a time where, you know, we would all say like, hey, we take inventory of the things that we're thankful for and the things that we're blessed with. But I think this is where we've got it wrong, is that we stop when we take inventory. If we stop just when we go like, yep, here are all the ways I've been blessed, and we don't recognize the source of those blessings, then we're missing out. Like, it's like having a car without an engine, you know? You're just missing out on the depth of how we are loved and how God pursues us. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's good. That's good, man. Yes. Erica, how about you? What are you thankful for?
God has loved on me a lot this year. I got a new job. I get to sing and get paid for it, and it's amazing.
And we love you. How about that? Thankful for you this year, for sure.
Shortly after I got the new job, I got proposed to by the most amazing and handsome, sexy man ever. And then we got married. And this is going to be our first Thanksgiving as man and wife, which is all fancy but fun. So
this will be the first time you go to your parents' house and sleep in the same bed with a man.
With a man person in the house.
It's weird.
That is.
It's a little weird.
It's super. Is it your? What? Is it your bedroom? Like that you grew up in?
No, so my parents just moved, so we're going to be on an air mattress.
So lucky.
Air mattress.
So. But wait, it'll be quiet, you know? So it'll be...
Okay. All right.
This way.
Now someone's thankful for too much information.
That's what I'm saying.
That's awesome. It's been cool to watch you and Chris just... form that. I know. It's like, man.
It's hot.
You know, they were talking about we should have kids in here next year. I don't know. Maybe this just became a PG affair. But Man. Well, I'm thankful for big things and small things. One of the things that I have to admittedly say that I'm thankful for is at the end of tonight, Miss Jean West, Keenan West's mom, has a sweet potato pie for me. Is she here? I'm getting a sweet potato pie tonight. I'm really thankful for that. If you tasted it, you would be thankful too. But I'm thankful for that. But I was also just telling these guys, like, it's been a really interesting year for me, and I'm thankful for fresh perspective. I feel like God's put me in a lot of stretching situations in relationships and marriage. And, you know, I went to India. I'm going to be talking a little bit about that this weekend. And that was a stretching situation, but there's nothing like getting out of your comfort zone to just help you see God in fresh ways. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the places that have been a little bit less comfortable this year. And as I come down to tomorrow, I'm really thinking about that. So tonight is really about that. We just want to notice the things that God's been doing. We're going to have a chance together tonight to be thankful through music and through other things that we're going to be doing as a family tonight, as much as we can be a family in a dark room with, you know, a couple thousand people. We're going to do that tonight. So, Robbie, what are we going to do now?
Well, at my house, we each have a plate and we each have an instrument. So I thought...
That's actually true at your house. You all... I don't know if you guys know, like, Andy Ryder, he leads worship up in Mason, your brother. I mean, you do come from a very musical family, so...
We don't all actually sit around like this and play. But I thought this would be perfect for us to just start by... You know how every meal starts with a prayer, especially, like, today or tomorrow? But for us to start by singing, we often say these are prayers set to music. So just corporately, just singing about the greatness of the God that we follow, the greatness of the source of the blessings that we're going to take inventory of over the next 24 to 36 hours. So would you guys sing this with me? How great is our God? How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And oh, we'll see how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God.
So God, tonight we just want to be thankful to you because you are great. You are great not merely because of the things that you do, God. You're great because of who you are. And so tonight we just want to orient our hearts to you. We want to orient our thanks to you. And we just want to be together in this moment saying, God, you are great. You are awesome. Every good and perfect gift comes from you. So God, I just thank you for this time we have together. May it please you. And God, may we leave thankful. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's thank these guys for leading us in some song. Whoa. Lost my mic there. I'm sorry, guys. All right. So tonight really is about exercising muscles of thankfulness. That's really what tonight is about. And just to set that up a little bit, I just want to share with you a story that has just been kind of in my mind as I've been thinking about tonight. It comes from the book of Luke, and it's a healing story where Jesus heals 10 lepers. And in Luke 17, it says this: on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan, and the Samaritans were frowned upon. They were not the in crowd, but this Samaritan came back and said thanks. And then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." And I think this story really has some handles for us in terms of what gratitude really looks like. And what does it look like to cultivate a heart of gratitude as we move into Thanksgiving, not just for tomorrow, but really for our entire lives. It's interesting, Jesus heals 10 lepers, but only one turns around and says thank you. And so what's the difference? What's the difference between the one that says thank you and the 9 that did not? Jesus gives us a clue, or the Bible gives us a clue in the story. I want to look at it again because it's something that just popped for me. It says, then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned around, he went to Jesus, he fell on his feet, and he said thank you. The difference between the one that said thank you and the 9 that did not is simply the one noticed that he was healed. He noticed. That's the difference. He noticed. And you know, the truth is, there are two handles for tonight that I hope we can lean into. And the first one is this: noticing results in gratitude. Think about it. Noticing is what results in gratitude. No one can make you be thankful. You think about that? Nobody can make you be thankful. But when you notice something worth praising God for, when you notice something that a person does for you that's worth thanking them for, that's what overflows into gratitude. I was thinking about this with kids because, you know, anybody who's parents, you train your kids to say please and thank you, right? You train them to say please and thank you, you know, but at the age of my kids right now, their thanks aren't necessarily always overflowing out of gratitude in their hearts, right? You know, they're kind of doing the obligatory, "Dad told me to say thank you, so I'm going to say thank you." So when they get a nice gift, you know, we go home for the holidays and they get a nice gift. Hey, say thank you to your grandmom. Say thank you to, "Thank you, grandma. Thank you, papa." You know, and it's not necessarily this, "Papa, I want you to know. Your choice of Lego tells me that you know me. You know who I am. I am so thankful for the way that you chose that Lego for me." I hope they get to that point, right? But that's not where they are right now. And tonight, I don't want you to feel like this is a night where you have to say, "Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the things you did for me. Thank you for the food on the table tomorrow that I'm gonna overeat." And thank you. I don't want you to feel like that. I don't want you to feel like that. Noticing is what we're working on tonight. Because if you can notice what God has done in your life, you will be thankful. You will be thankful. But here's the other thing. Not only does noticing result in gratitude, the other thing this story teaches us is that gratitude leads to encountering Jesus. Gratitude leads to encountering Jesus. You know what I hope tonight? I hope tonight, above all, you encounter a gracious God. You encounter a God who's worth saying thankful to. You encounter Jesus for who he is in your life. And that overflows in you as thankfulness. That's what I hope happens tonight. This leper, he turns around because he notices, and he goes to Jesus, and he winds up having this encounter. He was an outsider. He was a person that shouldn't have had a one-on-one encounter with Jesus. He's a person who shouldn't, for thousands of years after this moment, have his story retold, and he be the example of gratitude. But because he noticed, and because he said thank you to Jesus, he encountered Jesus one-on-one, not 1 to 10, but one-on-one. He had a unique encounter with Jesus, and I'm hoping that happens for you tonight. And so to kind of lean in that direction, I want us to cultivate a habit of noticing tonight. And not just tonight, but I hope this is something you take from tonight to the table that you're going to be at tomorrow, to the tables that you're going to be at for the rest of the year, to the tables you're going to be at for the rest of your lives. There's a book that was really popular recently by Charles Duhigg called The Power of Habit. How many people have read that book? The Power of Habit. Power of Habit. Okay, and in that book, these neuroscientists discovered that there is a very clear neurological pathway to any habit. And basically, this is the loop. They have an image of the loop. Every habit begins with a cue. There is something that triggers behavior. And that cue leads to a ritual. There's a ritualistic thing you do once you've been triggered by that cue. And at that cue, when that routine, once you do it, the reason you continue to do it is because it produces a reward. You can apply this to any habit in your life. I'll take one that, you know, maybe some of us can relate to. Having seconds tomorrow. What is the cue for having seconds tomorrow? For me, it's the fact that it's Thanksgiving. That's all the cue I need. But, you know, there's something that happens. Maybe you're eating your food, and then, like, maybe you have one of these aunties or somebody in your house. Then they reveal the desserts. The reveal is a cue, right? That's a cue. And I don't know about you, but when that cue is revealed to me, I routinely go to the dessert. That just happens automatically for me, right? I go to the dessert. And after I eat the dessert, the reward is, well, you know what the reward is, right? The reward is like later on when I get to fall asleep on the couch as the Eagles beat the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow. That's my personal reward tomorrow. I just have to put that out there. So that's my personal reward tomorrow. But this is true with every habit. Well, I wonder what would that look like if we applied it to the habit of thankfulness, to the habit of noticing. And I want to tell you, there's a cue that I think all of us can relate to. And the cue is, quite frankly, a table. My guess is most of us tomorrow are going to interact in or around a table. With people that we know, with family, with friends, there's going to be a table involved. And what if the table for us, every time we sat down at the table, it could be a cue for noticing for us? I wonder what that would be like for us. So I want you to just think about tomorrow as you sit at a table, letting that be a cue to notice. And I want to suggest some things that you can make a routine in your life in terms of what you can notice when you're at the table. Maybe tomorrow, you can start by just noticing people. Noticing the people that you're at the meal with. Maybe there are going to be people that you're having this meal with that represent new friendships in your life, people who weren't in your life even a year ago. And you can be thankful for them as you notice the role that they've played in your life this year. Maybe there's going to be familiar people at the table. Maybe there's going to be family that's at the table, people you haven't seen in a long time, but people who have been a part of your life for a long time. Maybe some of you, like Erica, are in a new relationship, a new marriage, and there's going to be somebody across the table that this year you said, I do. And you're coming into this Thanksgiving as a married couple, and you can be thankful for that. Maybe it's new arrivals. Man, we have a lot of babies in Kids Club. You know, and some of you are going to be like me, which is you're going to be at the table, but then you're going to have to get down off the table and feed, like, you know, crushed up vegetables and fruit to a little girl named Isabel. Maybe yours isn't named Isabel. Mine is. But every time I do that, I can be thankful because she's a blessing in our lives. And so maybe it's the people that'll be a routine for you. Just look around and say, man, there are people here who really matter in my life. And I'm thankful that I get to sit around the table with them. Maybe for you, it's places. Maybe the routine is to think through the places that you've been this year that you're thankful for. Maybe that's actual places. I talked about getting a chance to go to India. And for me, I'm really thankful for the things that I saw on that trip and what I experienced with the team of people who were there with me. Maybe for you, it's places, physical places you've been. Maybe this place, maybe there's a place you went this year that you've always wanted to go. Or maybe there's a place you went this year that you didn't choose, but it wound up being a really impactful experience for you. Maybe that place is Crossroads. Maybe some of you weren't in this room last year this time, and you can honestly say, man, something has been different in my life because of this place. Maybe that's something to remember tomorrow. Maybe it's spiritual places, though. Maybe it's been a year of new learning. Maybe it's been a year of new growth for you. Maybe it's been a year of challenge, but you have enough perspective to say, man, I'm a different person because of that challenge, and I'm thankful for the spiritual places that God has taken me to this year. Another routine could be pruning. Maybe you look back and there are things that are missing from your life versus when you sat at the table last year that you're really thankful are missing. Maybe you've come to a new place of freedom around an addiction that used to be a part of your life. Maybe there's been a healing, a physical healing that's happened in your life, and so there are symptoms that are missing. Or maybe there are challenges that are missing for you. That could be something to be thankful for tomorrow. And finally, power. power. I think all of us would be well served to just answer this question. If it wasn't for the grace of God in my life this year, fill in the blank. Because I promise you, whatever you would put in that blank is a place where you've experienced God's power this year. And that's something you could be thankful for. And those can be routines. The Q is the table, people, places, pruning, power. Those can be routine things that we just mull in our minds to consider what it is that the Lord has done for us this year. And why would we do that? You develop a habit because it's a reward. There's a reward at the other end of the habit. What's the reward? What's the reward of noticing? The reward of noticing is gratitude and experiencing God. Maybe you're like me and you think about gratitude as like, well, gratitude's the work, right? Gratitude's the work. No, gratitude isn't the work. I'm convinced that gratitude is the result of noticing, not the other way around. As I notice the things that God has done in my life, it produces in me this heart of gratitude. And man, that's a good place to be spiritually. That's a good place to be in life. When you are grateful, you're freed up. You're freed up to really engage life differently. And I want that for all of you. I want you to be freed up to engage life differently, and I want you to be freed up to engage God differently. So when you see the cue of the table, I want you to think about the routines that will help you notice what God has done in your life since the last time you sat at that table. You can do that from week to week. You can do that from day to day. Because I want you to experience the reward of gratitude, and I want you to experience the reward of actually encountering God in a fresh way. And so we want to put that into practice tonight. We want to put that into practice tonight. We're going to sing together, and these songs contain lyrics that hopefully will operate as triggers in our mind to help us recall the things that God has done. We're going to do some other interactive things as well, because the Bible says this is a habit worth cultivating. Psalm 103:2 puts it this way: "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Forget not all his benefits. So we're going to do an actual exercise right now. You can do this right at the seat you're at. If you have a phone or something to take notes with, I want you to go ahead and take that out. I want you to go ahead and take your phone out. It's always fun when you get to use your cell phone in church, right? Yeah, that's really good. Although I sit in the audience when I'm not preaching. You guys are fine. You use your cell phones in church all the time. So you're good at that. I want you to take out your phone, and actually, we're going to put up a number. And this is a number where I want you to just notice something in your life in this moment that may be bubbling to the surface that you're thankful for. And I just want to invite you to text 513-393-9551 and just simply say, "I am thankful for," and fill in that blank. "I am thankful for," and fill in that blank. We're going to do something with that a little bit later in our time tonight. But right now, we want to just orient ourselves to sing before God and just to celebrate, just to unleash, and just to be open to experiencing and encountering God as we sing corporately together. And as we prepare to do this, there's a reading that I want us all to just use as a prayer to kind of set our hearts for this time. So I'm going to invite everybody to stand right now and just read this with me. And this is just a way for us as a community to tap into something the Bible says about gratitude and really pray that this would be our experience tonight. This is from the book of Colossians in the New Testament of the Bible, and we're just going to read this together. "Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to him through him," "giving thanks through him to God the Father."
I'm going to teach you guys this chorus. It goes like this. "You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all.
Worthy of it all.
For from you all are things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. To you are all things, and you deserve the glory.
Yeah.
supply, my breath of life, still more awesome than I know. You're my reward with living.
Every
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, and worship his holy name, and sing like never before, oh my soul, worship your up, it's a new day. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord.
We got a little more than 10,000 reasons in this room to be thankful. In this room, I am thankful for a God who always holds me, a husband who walks with me, passion that drives me, and a community of people who constantly love and support me. I am thankful for community and growth that I've experienced because of their love and faithfulness. I'm thankful for the lifted hands I see, praising and thanking God with abandon. Like David, who ran and danced in the streets naked because his cup overflowed. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. You can keep your clothes on, but we can thank God. We can thank God. I agree. I agree. Thankful for new beginnings and being able to start over. I saw one that just hit me deeply. It said, I am thankful for reconciliation with my daughter this week and being able to come to this service with her. Praise God for that. Praise God for that. I'm thankful for seeing Jesus change the lives of high school girls. I am too. Thank you, God, for what you are doing in students in high school. Thank you for what you're doing all over Crossroads. God, we are grateful to you. We are thankful for you. Man, I got another one. I'm thankful for my brand new relationship with God and giving me new life and true happiness. Somebody who was apart from the family of God this time last year, but this year they are in community with God. They've been redeemed. I'm thankful. Somebody's thankful for the guy playing the organ. I'm thankful for you too, Randy. Thank you for that. Somebody said, I'm thankful that God brings dead things back to life. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I'm thankful for the yoke he lifted from my neck this year when he gave me the courage to leave a toxic work environment and begin using my gifts as an entrepreneur. Yes, we are excited about that. We're excited about God birthing new things in people. I'm thankful for the wonderful women God put in my life. She's a woman. God puts in, that's important. Wonderful woman. It's a misspell, but I get you. Woman God put in my life. She supports me. She's here for me. She loves me, and she is the reason I am here today. God, I thank you for that. Thank you for that relationship. God, I'm grateful for healing. Last year, my oldest son and his family were estranged from me. This year, we are healed, and they will be at the Thanksgiving table. God, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. I could go on and on and on. There are 10,000 plus reasons to be thankful for God just in this room. Are you noticing? Are you noticing God's goodness? Are you noticing God's faithfulness? Are you noticing how God works things over the long haul? Are you noticing how God never says anybody is apart from him? Everybody has a place at God's table. He's a gracious God. He's a healing God. He's a forgiving God. He's a loving God. He's a holy God. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. And there are 10,000 reasons to thank him just in this room. Just in my life, there's 10,000 reasons. Count your reasons up. Count your reasons up. I can tell you 10,000 reasons to thank my God just in my life alone. He is awesome. He is awesome. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord. And forget not all his benefits. Praise God. Praise God. Worship his whole. Let's sing that some more. Let's sing that some more.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, and worship his holy name. And sing like never before, oh my soul, worship
together. Right? Well, I'll tell you what. We got time? Great. Whatever pleases you will be our path. We're trading what we have for what will last. Yeah. And we will seek your face and not your eyes. Whatever pleases you will be our path.
Whatever pleases you will be our path. Whatever pleases you.
That's called seconds. Woo! Hey, keep playing. Keep playing. Keep the groove going. Keep the groove growing. Robbie knows I have a tendency to freestyle. I don't think I want to freestyle rap today, but I can talk to that for sure. So I do want to do a freestyle on communion, though. So I'm going to invite volunteers to come up right now. Come to your communion stations. We got stations around the front here, stations on the back of the first level and on the first balcony. So I've been talking about this verse I love, Psalm 103. We talked about it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Forget not all his benefits. And in Psalm 116, that conversation is continued. And in Psalm 116, this is different than what I have up there. David, the author of this psalm, asks a question. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits to me? What can I offer the Lord for all of his benefits to me? Now, some people would say, oh, well, the thing you offer to the Lord is you're obedient. You follow his path. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. But that's not the answer to the question. David asked the question, what can I offer to the Lord for all of his benefits to me? Well, I guess what I'm supposed to do is make sure that all the bad things in my life, I go a different direction and make sure that I'm a really, really good person so that God can be pleased with me. That's the wrong answer to the question. That's the wrong answer to the question. He asked the question, what shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits to me? And you know what the answer is? Just propose a toast to God. Cheers. David says, I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. In response to all of God's benefits, God doesn't bless you so that you will do more for him. He blesses you because he's good. And remember your manners. What do you say when somebody's kind to you? What do you say? Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So tonight, as we take communion, it's an opportunity for us to remember that God physically embodied his goodness when Jesus came. He physically embodied his grace when Jesus died for us. And he physically embodied his power 3 days later when Jesus rose from the grave. That's what happened, and that's what we remember tonight. So if you're a person who is in relationship with Jesus and you want to say thank you tonight, I'm inviting you to come up, and they're going to offer you a piece of bread. It's just a reminder that the blood, that the body of Christ was broken for you. That broken piece of bread is just meant to tell you, Jesus broke his body, but he did that so your relationship with God could mend. There's reconciliation happening tonight. We heard stories about that. All of that is possible because of the ultimate reconciler, Jesus himself. So tonight, when you take that bread, remember, he broke himself so you could mend your relationship with God. Based on his power, not your own. And he said, my blood was shed for you. And tonight, you're going to take that piece of bread and you're going to dip it in either the wine or the grape juice. The wine looks like it's in a, yes, kind of. Looks like it's in a wine glass. And the grape juice looks like it's in a little goblet or cup. And you can dip that in. And that's just a reminder that his blood washes away all of our sins. And so what shall we offer to the Lord? For all of his benefits to us, thank you, God. Cheers. The table of communion is open for all who would receive.
When we hear your voice, and when you call us out to the unknown, uncertain, we will call to mind your ages' faithfulness to your people. Your creation, we will look to you.
We will look to you.
You're the of our lives.
Whatever pleases
you will be our path. Trading what we have for what will last. We will seek your face and not your hand. Satan,
know, Robbie, we were talking before the service, and Robbie said basically what he said at the beginning. You guys can have a seat if you want to, and then we'll finish with one more song. But he talked about how, you know, for Thanksgiving to really kind of complete that circle, it's important that we don't just stop at being thankful for the inventory. You know, thankfulness and what we've been doing tonight is taking inventory of the places where God has been good and God has been faithful. And Robbie was saying, I think it's absolutely right, we don't want to stop at the inventory and forget to go all the way to the source. I think that's a really good thing for us to think about, that all of this thankfulness tonight, it points to a direction, and actually it points to a person, and that person is God. And that's what we want to do tonight. I was thinking about the habit cycle. And I don't know about you, but there's just something about that arc that just seems incomplete to me. So you've got the cue of the table, you've got these routines, and then you've got the reward. And I almost feel like if you stop there, in many ways, that's stopping at the inventory, you know? Man, God's given me a bunch of stuff. That's awesome. I'm happy about that. And I want to close that loop for you, and there's a scripture that I came across, and I wanted to share it with you because I think it helps to close the loop of gratitude, and it's where we want to end tonight. So this is, I think it's 2 Corinthians. Do we have that, guys? 2 Corinthians 4:15. It says, "It is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God." I want to just close that loop. Here's what I pray happens for us every time we practice noticing, every time we exercise this muscle. I hope that there's a cue for you. Maybe it's a table, maybe it's something else. I hope that cue triggers routines where you begin to think about the people, the places, the pruning, and the power of God that's active in your life. And I pray that as you do that, you experience the reward of gratitude. But if I were to close that loop, I want you to know it's all for His glory. It's all for His sake. So that as more and more gratitude happens, His grace extends, His character is more known, and more people in this world understand that there is a loving God, there is a forgiving God, there is a reconciling God. So it's all for His glory. He's worthy of it all. And there's a song that just simply says that. We sung the chorus of it earlier, and I just want to end on that tonight because I want us to remember that we have a lot to be thankful for, but we have a God to be thankful to. And I just want us to stand together and just sing to God. He's worthy of it all. And after that, go eat some turkey tomorrow. And go Eagles.
You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. All the saints and angels. Angels, and all the saints and angels. night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise.
Guys, it's a great having Thanksgiving Eve with you. I was just thinking maybe we should do one more song. What song?
Freebird!
I'm just kidding.
What? Seriously, it's like my kids, guys. I can't understand a word you're saying.
His will and mercy. glory. And I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me.
Oh, yeah.
Jealous. He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. And all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by his glory. And I realize just how beautiful you are. Your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us, how he loves us, oh.
Thank you.
God, we love the way that you love us, and we want to connect every blessing to the source. Use these cues over the next day to just begin this new habit of causing the lens that we see through to be your love. May your love be the lens we see everything through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Guys, thanks for coming out. If you have children, go get them really quickly. And say thank you to Kids Club. We'll see you all this weekend.